Let's hope I'm a little bit more organized and motivated to bring some listening gold to your ears before the end of the year, just like Big Fatty does. Pure gold, every word that leaves his lips, pure podcasting gold. So that's what we're hoping and aiming for here on the Little Aussie Battler podcast.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Pure gold, every that leaves his lips.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3346 of the BFO for Thursday the 3rd of December 2020, y'all. Coming up today, say it with me.
A little show!
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you guess me, buddy? We hear it! We hear it! Hello, Nipply's Big Fatty. Is that as in Nipply, your friend in San Diego? You know, Flo's brother? No, not that Nipply. y'all, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Nipply today, because y'all, it's a little Nipply. It's a little Nipply outside in Fat Acres. Y'all, it went below freezing on Tuesday evening, and got up into the low 50s, I think. Well, let's just check the yes, Big Fatty, the old people love to check the weather. Let's just see what it was. Well, as I'm recording this, it's 54 degrees, but it says that the high today got up to 56. So it got a little warmer than expected, but y'all, hump day night, gonna go back down to freezing again. Big Fatty, that is Nipply indeed. Also, quit pulling, Big Fatty, I don't know what I was gonna say. Oh, poor poodle.
This is the part where poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today the 3rd of December, Big Fatty, except you're getting into the space-time continuum where the future is already past, and when I'm recording this on the tooth, it was actually the 3rd when I was recording this for this person, but when this person hears this, it was meant to be heard on the 3, but he won't get to hear it until the 4th. Fatty, can you just say who it is? Y'all, I've met this person a couple of times. The first time, met him in person in Atlanta, y'all, at a surprise lunch at the Colon Aid. It was just a lovely event, and then the second time I met him was at Pride 48 in Nolens. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all used to do his own little show, calls in a lot to at least to old Cricket Hat show. We hadn't heard from him in a month of Sundays. Big Fatty, it's a good thing you're still backed up on voice letters. Well, I am. but y'all, I am talking about none other than the little Aussie Battler, Scotty. Big Fatty, we love Scotty, the little Aussie Battler. It's true. And y'all just as self-defecating as anyone, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I think he self-defecated in a field somewhere. Yeah, I think he did. But and the older you get, y'all, the easier that happens, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see the little Aussie Battler on the 20 or the face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of some Super Samoan or if nothing else, some cake. Yes, Big Betty, cake is always a good backup to Super Samoan.
Happy birthday,
I guess y'all, I'm very excited about today's census because, y'all, this is from somebody I don't know. Y'all, it's from Jen. Big Fatty, is that like Tangeray? No, J-E-N-O. From the Toronto, Mexico, northern Mexico. She lives in Mexico in the present. She's a lurker. Been listening since 2008. Big Fatty. Her favorite segment is the coupon. Big Fatty, she'll be happy today. Sure will. What would you change on the BFO? Not a thing. Never called the voice letter number. Never been to a Pride 48. Has never used a special chair. Big Fatty, I thought that was required in northern Mexico. And as far as sharting herself, the answer has been redacted. Big Fatty, does she know Urban Guy T.O. and the Turnip Hair? They're in the Toronto. When it's nipply, it's true. y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was soup night. I had some more of that chicken vegetable soup that I made. Y'all, I've got about one more meal out of that. You know, it's mainly just broth right now. So, oh, Big Patty, the bouillon, it's true. Then what did I do? I watched a little bit on the TV machine, I watched, The Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, y'all, it was the episode, where the guy won the $1 million, Big Fatty, spoiler alert, y'all, it was pretty exciting. By the way, do you know who was the president at the time that the White House first got the electricity? No, y'all. In case that comes up, it's Benjamin Harrison. Y'all, the guy that won the $1 million didn't even know Benjamin Harrison was a president. Ready? Y'all, like I said, it went below freezing on Tuesday evening. And y'all, I had the electric camisole cranked up, and cracked those windows in the love chamber, and I went to bed. I don't know. It was probably a little bit after 10 o'clock, y'all. My head hit the pillow, and I don't remember a thing. Ready? And y'all woke up about 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, it just as toasty as it can be, and got up and made my coffee and had my. Read my newspaper, watch Miss Gail King as I do, and y'all did my Sudoku. Not a problem at all today on the Sudoku. Y'all, you know, I have to have a little something on my stomach. So y'all, I had a couple of the crema cookeries. then I went out on my morning walk, did the big circle. Y'all, they're putting up the final touches on all the crema decorations around the big circle. And y'all, they're going to light the big tree for Friday night. I'm sure it'll be a touch of fancy. And, y'all, then I came back, got my share, and then I was off. I was off to have a little lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, by the way, I found out that they have the electric camisole on their bed as well, the mattress pad, and they love it as well. And, y'all, for lunch, I had a three cheese melt with bacon and chips and a little Tangerine tonic. Y'all, we have a little nip at lunchtime on Wednesdays. And y'all, then I was off to the Von's East. Yes, be pretty. Can you hear that? Yes, you can. Jen hears it. Y'all, as I do on hump day, went to the Von's East, and y'all, they had a few things on sale. Not a whole lot that I needed. Y'all, I am going to make some nuts and bolts and some cheese cookeries. So y'all, I needed to, and y'all, these are what I give as gifts for my family. so y'all, I picked up a couple of bags of the pretzel sticks. Y'all, they had the Healthy Choice Creamy Italian dressing on sale, and there was a $2 coupon if you bought it. Y'all, I got some half and half, because y'all, my brother and sister-in-law are coming over on Friday. They've got an event that they have to go to on Saturday, and so basically I'm just a hotel. But they like half and half in their coffee. Y'all, they had the pineapple chunks on sale. Y'all, they had the M&M's on sale. And y'all, they had the fudge brownie version. So I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, they remember when I got those Vrootman crema cookies? Well, y'all, they had something called the Holiday Assortment of the Vrootman. And y'all, it looks like the Archway. So I said, you know what, I'll give those a try. And I've never seen these before. y'all, they had those, you know, I got those grilled chicken chunks, lemon pepper chicken chunks. They were still on sale. They were really good, y'all. So I picked up another bag of those. Y'all, I got me a wedge of the blue cheese. I got me a yellow onion because, y'all, I got a couple of bags of the Brussels sprouts. I'm going to make those. y'all, they had the Mikado Ginger Solid on sale, 2 for $5. So I got a couple of those. And let's see. Then I got another half gallon of the eggnog. Got Cheerios. They will buy one, get one free. got the rice Chex and the cone Chex. and y'all, then I had some digital coupons. Y'all, I spent $47.65, but I saved $24.75. Yes, Big Freddy! And Big Freddy, in honor of Jen, we're going to finish the coupon report before the music runs out. Well, that's just lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, I got home and I put all of my provisions away, filled the larder, if you will. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, then I laid down for just a few minutes. It was just nice to lay down. I turned the electric camisole on a three out of five during the day, and I lay down on top of the bedspread, or if I have decided to disrobe. Big Freddy, I get under the bedspread, but on top of the sheets. Big Freddy, we like it better when you're on top of the bedspread. let's see, what else? So I laid down for a little bit, and y'all, then I had not gotten my 10,000 steps during my morning nipple walk. So y'all, I said, you know, I'm going to just, since it's the warm part of the day, 54, I'm going to get out and do a loop the outer loop of Fat Acres, and y'all planned it just exactly the wrong time, because y'all the high school was getting out just as I went walking by, and y'all there were children everywhere, and I don't know what they carry, but they carry it. And y'all, I kind of stayed away from them as much as possible. Big Fatty, they appreciate that. And anyway, got back here to the villa and went out and sat down on the veranda. The mail came. I went and checked it all out. And then what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. And then I came back in and I'm recording the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, that's it. Y'all, I was going to play some voice letters, but I don't have time. Y'all, I thought I'd share a couple of Crema memories. And one of them I'm considering. But anyway, y'all, we always had the Sears wish book that we would go through and bend down pages of what we wanted Santa Claus to bring us and all this kind of stuff. And, y'all, it was always just an exciting time of the year. And, y'all, one of the things that we always did put a train, an electric Lionel train underneath the Crema tree. And, y'all, I still have my my train from my childhood. In fact, it's in a display case. Above the on the headboard in the love chamber, and y'all, but I still have the track and the transformer and in the cars and everything, and y'all, I'm trying to decide if I want to put my train up underneath the new Crema tree. So if I do, I'll do it before my brother and sister-in-law get here, because I know my brother will want to play with it. Freddy, that sounds vulgar! Anyway, y'all, you know, I told you Miss Lauren. Miss Lauren did artwork during the Crema season. Well, y'all, today's Miss Lauren did not do, but y'all... what's in the artwork looked like something that was in our house with me growing up. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I am remiss. There are some comments over here at the BFO. I know Straight Bob said something the other day, and I know Dr. Stone did also. Straight Bob confirmed that he did listen to the gay trucker, and he says we need some Jeremiah to call. And y'all, Dr. Stone's still waiting on his Crema card for this year or last year. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the little Ozzy Battler and Scotty. Anything you want to say on your birthday?
Your gold every. That leaves his lips.
Oh, Scotty, you don't know what... Well, maybe you do know what leaves my lips.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.